This is our third interview with Miss Alice Gassaway and Seneca. Miss Gassaway, I was asking you about special subjects in school. Did you have any, such as music or gym or art back then?
Nothing like that.
Nothing of that sort at all?
No.
Something else that I wanted to ask you. You said you'd rather play than come home for lunch.
That's right.
What were you playing? What were your favorite games?
Give that gal a piece of cake.
What is give that gal a piece of cake?
Uh-huh.
How do you play that?
One would stand in the rain, and then we'd clap hands. Give that gal a piece of cake. Oh, mama, give that gal a piece of cake. Oh, mama, she turned around and around three times, said, give that gal a piece of cake, and then the one in the rain would choose somebody to go in, and then we'll sing again, go over again. That was just a little dance for us, you know, when we say, give that gal some cake.
A little rhythm and music there.
Yes, uh-huh.
Was there another game you liked especially well?
Well, we played dropping handkerchiefs, and we played Bluebird in my window. One would we'd ring up, and one would stand on the outside, and the one that she would favor, she wanted to lead the line. For the bluebird, she'd go there and tap her on the back and say, bluebird, bluebird in my window, bluebird, bluebird in my window. Bluebird, bluebird in my window. Oh, Johnny, I'm tired. Then she'd say, take her, clap him up, pat him on the shoulder. Take her, pat him on the shoulder. Take her, pat him on the shoulder. Oh, Johnny, I'm tired. And then that one would go. They'd go all around the ring, and then we'd just have a ring going around and around, singing Bluebird, Bluebird in my room. It was right interesting.
And did the girls all play that?
Yes, the girls played. The boys would play sometimes, but the boys wouldn't hardly play with girls, no way, because they were always playing ball.
I was going to ask you what they played, mostly ball.
Yes, right.
What kinds of ball?
Baseball. Uh-huh, and those that wouldn't be playing baseball was playing spinning the top, you know, knocking tags out the ring. They'd make a ring down on the ground, and they had some tags that they got off of tobacco, and they'd put it in the ring, and then they'd spin the top to knock the tags out. And if they knocked the tags out, the boys would get the tag. Sometimes they'd have them back of sacks full of tags, but they'd done played and got out the ring. Knocked out the ring.
Were there any other games you can remember that either of you played, boys or girls? Did you jump rope or hopscotch?
Yes, we played jump rope and hopscotch. We played those too.
Did you have any play equipment, you know, gym equipment like we have today?
No.
Nothing like that. When you walked back with your school friends, you said that you would spend the night with them?
Yes.
And you were so cold on your way back. Why was that?
Oh, it was so cold in the mornings when we would be walking. And we'd have on good, nice clothes. And we'd all put our hands in our pockets, and they had school bags. You know, the parents made them satchels, school satchels. And they'd have the books in the school satchels, but we put our hands in our pockets to keep them warm. When we get to school, we'd have nice, these great big old pot-bellied stoves, and they'd be red hot. All the children would crowd around trying to get their hands warm.
This would be in every classroom, these pot-bellied stoves.
Yeah, every class would have stoves.
What was your favorite time at school, your favorite subjects? What did you like best?
My favorite subject was reading and spelling.
Any reason why?
I don't know why, but I just liked reading and spelling.
You probably were good at both. Did you have a favorite teacher? A particular teacher you thought was really special?
Yes, Miss Collins. She was pretty. She had long hair like an Indian. And her skin was brown. It wasn't white, but she had an olive complexion. And
what grade was that?
That was when I reached the sixth grade. And I worked to get to that sixth grade so I could get in that room. And then when we come home, we would play teacher, and I'd always be Miss Collins.
She was really your special woman.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite memory of school? Something that happened that you particularly proud of or happy about?
After I got in high school.
Okay. I was thinking more of your younger years, but that's all right. Tell me about your favorite memory in high school.
We had what was known as a drama class. And the teacher would always pick me for the leading part. And one of the plays I remember real well was Tempest and Sunshine. And I blackmailed my sister for a fella that she liked and I liked too, and I blackmailed her. And in some way, we were out in a barnyard, and somebody made a shot, and the shot passed me, and I fell. And when I fell, my niece was in the chapel, and she just screams that somebody shot Alice. It was so real. And so Mama called her. She said, "No," said, "that's in the play." She said, "That's in the play. Sit down." So she sat down. Yeah, I just love things like that. And then I was in another one called Every Woman. It follows me till today. Every woman wanted everybody to bow to her. And I had on one of the pretty dresses that my mother had bought for one of the older girls. And it was just like it was made of nothing but net. And it was short. And I looked very much like a girl that was going to dance in a ballet. And I had to get up on that stage, and all the characters that I had subdued under me because I was Every Woman, and they all came down and they had to bow to me. And of course I stood over all of them because I was Every. It was beautiful. I can just see it today.
Sounds pretty.
Uh-huh.
Another question about your college time, jumping to college. You talked about your mother sending you laundry money. How else did you pay your way at college? Did you work?
No.
You didn't work.
It was between the kind of work.
It was between the cow and the laundry.
That cow was the entering money. That was the fee to enter. And then my mother washed. She'd always tell me when I want to do anything, she said, "You know, you must remember I sent you to school from the wash tub." Because every week that money comes, she put back so much. And at the end of the month, she had one of the older girls to mail it to the college.
Did she help you in the summers, those summers you were taking summer school to finish up?
Did my mother help me?
Yeah.
She didn't have to help me then because I was, teaching.
You were teaching by that time.
I was teaching then.
That's what I wondered.
And I had my little money myself.
So by that time, you had earned your own.
A little bit as I taught.
Very good. After education, we'll skip on to these questions. What kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to when you were young, like fraternal or sewing clubs or anything of that nature? Did they belong to any clubs or organizations?
I don't know anything they belong to, but two of my sisters belonged to the Eastons.
Well, they were in the Eastern Star. Anybody else in the Eastern Star? Just those two. Were they leaders in Eastern Star?
No, they were just members of the Eastern Star.
Do you know where they met?
They met in the Odd Fellows Hall on Oak Street. That hall now is used for, Mr. Gilbert used it for undertaking.
How often did they meet? Do you remember?
Once.
Did the Eastern Star do anything for the community? Did they have projects for the community?
No. If their members were sick, they would go in and offer their assistance in helping them.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any members of your family who voted in the 19th century? Not this century, but before.
My daddy voted all his life.
Mm-hmm.
He always said, a lot of the people were afraid to vote. But he says he's never missed a time voting. Him and Mr. Archie Sloan down there. It was three. Mr. Archie Sloan and his father-in-law and my father. Three would vote. And they said they never missed a time voting.
Hmm. Do you know who the first member of your family was to vote?
My father.
As far as you know?
As far as I know.
Did they ever talk about voting?
Yes. They talk about voting. They didn't want him to vote, but my daddy said he wasn't afraid to vote.
Mm. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? Don't know. Uh-huh. Also, do you know if there was any difference between black people who had been slaves and those who were free persons of color before the war? Do you know of any? No. Did your older relatives tell you anything about the way white people treated blacks back then? Did you hear any stories about it?
No more than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She would tell me that she and her sister could stay in the house with the man that
mm-hmm.
her mother cooked for.
Mm-hmm.
They could stay in there, but she had three more children. Mm-hmm. They couldn't stay there. They had to stay in a little cabin, they call it. And she had to get food for them the best way she could. But she said she and my aunt fed good.
Did your older relatives ever warn you about white people?
No.
Did they ever tell you stories to teach you to be careful around them?
No.
Nothing like that? Do you remember hearing about any lynchings when you were growing up?
Yes.
When was this and who was lynched?
I don't know the time. I wasn't growing up then. The first lynching I heard of, I was teaching at Liberty.
Oh.
And I was coming home on the train. And the black porter on the train told me, I sat down, and he said, you know, they lynched Alan Green at Warhol last night. And I said, no. I said, why did they do that? He said, it was a long story. And he didn't have time to tell it, but when I got home, my mother and those were telling it. Said that it was some white people went there, said Alan dealt with horses, and said these people came there one Sunday morning and wanted to buy a horse. And said that Alan said that he would let them have it. And they left the it was one woman with them, and they said, we'll go to town and see can we get something to tie the horse with to carry him home. And when they got back, they said, the lady said Alan had raped her. And I don't know, in some way, the police got him and put him in jail. And when they put him in jail, then they made up a mob to get him out one night. And when the mob came that night, they said he had crawled in the upstairs, or I say the loft of the old jail. And it was some more black people in jail there with him. And they overpowered the jailer and went in and asked those black people where was he. And they didn't know, but they didn't want to tell. Mm-mm. And they said they didn't know. And they said, well, if you don't know, we're going to take you. And then they looked up, and Alan was up there. And they grabbed him down and beat him up and threw him on the truck. And the wife said that she heard the fire engine when it was going through Walhalla. They carried him to a little place down what they call West Union. And out to a tree, they tied him and said 100 of them shot it one time. Say his body was riddled with bullets. And they told the undertaker here in Seneca, called him and told him that they could pick up a body and told him where they'd pick it up. And the undertaker said he was kind of afraid, but said he felt sure that since they'd killed him, they wouldn't bother him because he hadn't done nothing. And he went and got the body. And the body, and they said it wasn't a place on his body. It wasn't a shot. And then the next day, they went and got, they stripped the tree for souvenirs, cutting limbs and branches off of the tree.
Were these white people that stripped the tree?
Yeah, these were white. Mm. And I thought it was terrible that, you know, such things were. And that was right there at us.
How, other than that time, how were black people treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young?
They were treated all right. In my time, in my mother's time and father's time, the white people around here, they were just good friends and neighbors. In my time, we never did have no trouble with them.
How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was one person the boss, or were the relationships equal? Your mother and
father. From what I know, they just equal. Uh-huh. My mother knows. They were always discuss when anything's going to happen. She and my dad would always discuss it. And then if it was all right with Mama, then Papa would tell them, okay. They always were together at all times, especially with the children.
They agreed on how to bring you up,
that's right.
Kind of thing.
That's right.
Do you remember your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationships with white men?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were growing up, did black people treat mulattoes differently from other blacks? Treat mulattoes.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Do you think white people treated them differently?
No.
You were talking to me about Miss Arthur's wedding, and you told me she was light. Did she pass for white or
no? No, she passed for black.
She was black.
Uh huh. She was black. And she knew she was black.
Mm-hmm.
But she knew her father was white.
And you said her father paid for her wedding.
That's what
they said. he was white.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I say he was white. He didn't just pass for white. He was white.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because you said she went to college, but her dark sister didn't.
That's right.
Okay. Were you ever aware of any people who did pass for white? Did you know anybody?
I don't know nobody but Dr. Thomas's daughter over. We live right on this street here on the corner. She wanted to pass for white. I tried to pass for white. And she went up to a white park here. And she was going in swimming. And, well, you couldn't tell no difference. But it was a lady there that knew her. And she gave her away. And they told her that she couldn't go in there.
Mm.
It was only for white.
Do you remember how Indians or people with Indian blood were treated? Or did you know any?
No.
And, oh, when you were young, how often would you go into Greenville?
I never did when I was young.
How about Anderson? Did you ever go into Anderson when you were little?
Sometimes if my father and mother would go down there, as I told you,
mm-hmm.
My father's brother was a preacher. And sometimes that they would go down there and they would carry me.
Were there any opportunities for black people available in, say, Greenville or Anderson that were not available here in Calhoun or mm-hmm. Seneca or Pendleton?
Not that I know about that.
Did you have any particular kinds of celebrations that you held in your black communities? Any celebrations that you enjoyed or...
We'd have Halloween parties at our school,
mm-hmm.
and Christmas parties, and things like that, but that's about all of the activities that we had.
Did you have parades, any kind of parades?
Not that I know of.
Were there holidays that were important times for all of you?
Yes, Christmas and Thanksgiving. And Halloween. It was about the only ones.
What was your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday was Christmas, because we'd get toys and get a lot of candies and nuts and fruits and things like that. And I always liked Christmas.
Do you have a special Christmas you remember, or a special toy that you got?
Yes, I had a special Christmas. I wanted a bicycle, and I had asked for a bicycle at this Christmas, and my mother was sick, and Sandy didn't bring me the bicycle, and he brought me some fruit and a doll high chair. It was... just a high chair, no doll. So I said, I got a chair and no doll. I was so disappointed. I didn't get the bike at all, because every Christmas I'd ask for it, and I couldn't get it. And that's why me and Margaret said that Sandy brought the white children all the best things, and not knowing all the best things, and the black children didn't get anything much.
You resented that?
I just resented that.
Did you ever get your bike?
Never did.
Oh.
And I had the opportunity to buy me one any time, because I can ride a bike, but I never did buy it after I got grown.
How did your family celebrate Christmas? Was there a special way, or...
Now, my mother would fix a dinner, and all the children would come home for Christmas. That's about all the celebrations we
did. Did you have a tree?
No tree.
Mm-hmm.
I had no tree.
How did you celebrate birthdays and anniversaries?
Well, we never did know our birthday would come. Somebody would say, it's your birthday, and then that's about all, no celebration.
Nothing special was done, nothing no cake, special, no gifts. Not until you got older, I
suppose. That's right.
Okay. If you did give gifts to each other, though, when they did give gifts, what kind of gifts did family members give each other?
I really don't remember no gifts they give.
There wasn't just any particular
gift-giving
then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said you were born in this house. Do you remember when it was... Well, if you were born in it, you wouldn't remember when it was built, but do you know when it was built?
I sure don't.
Do you remember when the other... do you know when the other house burnt down? You don't know that either? Okay. You said another thing I picked up on is you might have two quilts because it was cold. How was the house heated at night back when you were little?
Well, my daddy had these big fireplaces. See that?
Mm-hmm.
It's closed up now. And he had a farm that he would get his wood off.
Mm-hmm.
And he would make the boys pick up roots off of the field, bring them home. And, of course, they had good fires. The house was always warm. And they'd saw the wood and put it on the porch. And my mother wouldn't have nothing to do but just get it when she wanted it.
Did she fix the fires or did your daddy?
My daddy fixed the fires. In the mornings when the fires were out, he'd get up and make the fires all the time. And then he'd wake the boys up. And they had a room to come in, and the girls had a room to come in, get dressed and get ready for school or whatever they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned a group in church that you joined when you were little called the Willing Workers. What did the Willing Workers do?
We had little programs, and we had entertainments at the school, at the old schoolhouse there. We'd raise money, and we'd pass it into the big treasure. And then they would take it, and whatever they seemed fit, well, they'd get it. And then they'd present it to the church as the Willing Workers, you know, had given it.
How did you raise the money? What kind of projects?
We had entertainments at night, selling.
Oh.
We'd make pies and cakes and have chicken and fish and all kinds of things like that. And we'd sell it and we'd make our money. Sometime we'd make 20, sometime we'll make $25. And that was good money back there then. Selling and buying. We'd have candy, different children would bring different things, and that's the way we made our money.
How often did the Willing Workers meet?
We met every Friday at somebody's house. And then they'd serve lemonade and cookies.
What time of day? Was this in the evening?
In the evening.
And who was a member you mentioned that formed this group? You said somebody in your church?
Lula Williams. She's one of our members in the church.
She was from right here in Seneca?
Yeah.
And was she the one that then you worked under then? Was she your leader?
Yes, we worked under her.
How long did you belong to that group?
Well, we belonged to that group until we got teenagers, and then we came over into the, which is called the Ladies' Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And when we finished with the Willing Workers, we got too big for that. Then we come over into the adult circle, and they call that the Ladies' Aid, but now they call it the United Methodist Women.
Right. Were the Willing Workers all girls, or were they boys? And
all girls.
All girls. So then you would go right into the Ladies'
That's
Aid.
That's right.
Did the boys have a similar group?
I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what your mother's most prized possessions were?
Well,
things that she really thought a whole lot of?
Her quilts. She made them and she just prized them so highly. But they got burned up. Mm. They were burned. And my mother said that she liked those quilts so well. She'd gotten out any number of things when the fire was burning and said she stood out there and said Mid, one of the oldest boys, was standing by and said, she said, "Oh, behind the door, I got some quilts. I got to go get them." And said, my brother called and said, "Mama, don't go back in there." Said, "That house is falling in." And he held her. And while he was holding her, the house fell in. Mm.
What about your father? Did he have any prized possessions?
Nothing but the guns. His guns. All right, my father liked his guns. And he'd always treasure them because he was a great hunter.
So I imagine he took good care of his guns.
Yes,
and everything. Did he have any hunting dogs?
Yes, he had hunting dogs, and those dogs were fed just like we were fed. They had to have their food, and my mother would cook this bran bread that he'd get from the store.